Welcome to the Jungle Gyms Podcast. What's up, Banana Bunch? You know what time it is. It's time for another episode of the Jungle Gyms Podcast. I'm your host, Mark. Welcome to the show. Look, I'm out here on the store floor right now because I'm hanging out over here in the natural food section. You see the big health food sign. We're real close to the urban jungle, all kinds of stuff, because this week I'm talking about some meat alternatives. It's really cool. I learned about this product called True Macon. I think you're all gonna love it. It's one of my favorite things I've tried, and I think it's one of the best meat alternatives I've gotten to try, and I hope you feel the same way as well. I figured while we're over here, we just showcase, we got aisles of this, gluten-free. We've got everything for anybody with dietary allergies. You know, if you're vegetarian, if you're vegan, and anything along those lines. We've got all kinds of stuff to support you, and it's like a whole section. Like, this section of the store is as large as most health food stores just are when you go there. So it's kind of cool and unique thing here. But I'm really excited about this today because the brilliant minds behind True Macon, they were on Shark Tank recently. I've been waiting to do this until their Shark Tank episode aired. All kinds of fun stuff. It's awesome. You know what? I don't even want to bury this in too much further. I'm about to head to a food show in Michigan where I will soon be telling you all about all kinds of new products that are going to be coming into Jungle Gyms. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, let me teach you about one of the coolest things that we've got going in the store here. It's called True Macon, bacon made out of mushrooms. I know you might go, what? I'm telling you, it goes so hard. And let me introduce you to the team at True Macon. Welcome to the show. Why don't you introduce yourselves for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Aaliyah Montague, and I'm the co-founder of Meet the Mushroom. Meet the Mushroom is a plant-based meat alternative brand, and we make a lot of fun with fungi. So we turn mushrooms into your favorite meats. And our first product is something called True Macon, which is a mushroom bacon, or a bacon made out of sliced mushrooms, I should say. It's delicious too.
Oh, well, what's really fun about this, I guess when this comes up in this portion of the episode, I will have already tried it on air, but
okay,
I'm also,
since
I did try it, I've tried it, this will be the second time trying it because I tried it at home to make sure I wasn't going to screw it up on the show.
Right.
I love it. I mean, and you know, I've tried a lot of these, not necessarily mushroom meat replacements, but I've tried enough of the meat replacements and things of that nature. And I'm always on board. I am a carnivore, but I'm not a jerk about it where I'm like, no, I'd love to try it.
I think
that you really did well with the True Macon is that you really nailed that mesquite flavor and the texture comes out right. And I kind of did the little trick move where I just made that and didn't say anything. And I was doing breakfast sandwiches.
Great.
They're like, oh, the bacon's really good tonight. I'm like, is it really good tonight?
I love it.
You know,
I love it.
So seriously, congratulations. Yeah. And I'm glad you're in the jungle now, too. I think it's a really cool product. And I'm hoping to see more fun things done. Like you said, fun things with fun guy. I love
yes,
it.
Yes, fun
great.
Things with fun guy. For sure, for sure. Yeah, that's something that – so my husband is the one that created the product. Mm-hmm. He's the vegan. He was playing around in the kitchen. Really, this was invented at home, honestly. And he was playing around in the kitchen. He wanted to have a restaurant in Baltimore, in the city, where it's kind of – the area that he grew up in is really a food desert. There's not a lot of choices. Your Chicken Shack, your McDonald's, carry out. That's about it. And there are a lot of people who want to eat healthier, but can't necessarily drive. They rely on public transportation. So they can't drive to some place where there is some healthier options. So he wanted to create this vegan restaurant in the neighborhood, but restaurants are really hard, you know. Sure. And once he had stumbled across this product, he really was like, you know what? I can help a lot more people outside of Baltimore with a product, you know, and that's how it came about. But he's super. The reason we only have one product right now, and I've tasted a lot of other things, is because he is a perfectionist. And the same way that you felt that this was spot on, trust and believe whatever we come out next will be spot on. He's not going to release it unless it is, you know.
I love that about him. And I love that for us, ultimately.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about meeting brands like yourselves is that, like, A, I obviously love that you're still so closely connected to the product. The passion is still really there and you can taste it, right? I feel like that's such a trite sentence, especially in what I'm doing now, but it's a real thing too, that like when you try something that was made with a little love and passion, it comes out. And I mean, even as down to how easy it was to prepare, you know, and I kept thinking like, not like bacon itself is super hard to prepare, but you know what? The cleanup on this was nothing, right? Like I just wiped out the air fryer when I was done. I was like, oh, this is perfect. I don't have to like wait for the grease to harden and stuff.
Right.
What a brilliant idea, you know?
What
was like the R&D process like for this? I mean, especially with him being a, like, how many versions of this have you tried?
I know, right? So it's funny to hear him tell the story. Like he, because we weren't together at the time. So we weren't married yet. We weren't even dating yet, right?
So he
said that he was like playing around with it. He knew that people can do a lot with mushrooms just by looking at YouTube videos. And you know, mushrooms are super versatile and they're really closer. And I don't want to get this wrong because I'm not the sciencey person, but they're almost closer to human or, you know, animals than they are to plants, because I think that they use oxygen and exhale carbon dioxide, the same thing that we do breathing process,
right?
Mushrooms do, fungi does. So it's interesting that how close they are, like related, how closely we're related. But anyway, he started playing with all these different things. He was attempting to make something else with this slab of mushroom. And when he sliced it thin, he said, this tastes like bacon. You know, so it really was one of those things, like he stumbled across it. And then of course the R&D comes into, all right, there's one thing to make something at home, but how do you mass produce something? You know, because we still control production of our product. So getting it so that it's a price that's affordable, you know, getting it so that it can, the consistency is there. A pack that you ordered today is like one that you ordered 6 months ago. That has been a lot of trial and error. And he spends a lot of time in our commercial kitchen working on that. Finding ways to make it faster, et cetera, et cetera. Because anything that we can do to make it cheaper and faster, our goal is to pass that on to the consumer to make it more widely distributed. You know, we want this to be a no-brainer choice. You know, you go and reach for your bacon. You don't have to think twice. This one is better for you. It tastes just as good. Oh, and look, it's the same price. Like win, win, win. You know, so that's really our goal as we grow.
Yeah. And I hate to keep going back to this, but I mean, I was really so impressed with the taste because, I'm always trying products like this and don't get me wrong. Most of them are great and they get really close, but this is one of those very, at least in my experience, infrequent times where you nailed it so accurately. It was enough that
thank you.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and that's a real testament to that level of work. I love it.
Oh, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And you know, I think he's vegan. I'm not vegan. So he's vegan. Yep. We're raising our daughter to be plant-based. You know, it's so funny. I was eating something the other day and I almost gave her a taste and I was like, oh my God, I almost messed up your whole journey. Your short vegan journey. I almost blew it in one little bite.
That's a therapy session.
Right. You know? It's like, oh, you were doing so good in these 20 months of life, you know?
But, that's adorable.
Yes, it was so cute. But so that's one of the things that he realized, and I also realized too, because I eat a lot of plant-based things, primarily because I'm not cooking for two sets of people. If I'm cooking for him and my daughter, then I'm eating it too, you know, and I enjoy plant-based. So what we both feel is that people are not going to stick to healthier eating and living if it don't taste good, Mark. Like, I don't care what you tell me about how this has so few calories and it's so good for me. If I'm craving a BLT and it's like a piece of cardboard between my bread, I'm not eating it. It's just not going to happen. You know, and food is so connected. You know, food is so connected to like our memories. Like, we've gotten emails from somebody that said that their mother was deceased, and they're vegetarian and they grew up eating bacon and eating BLTs, and their mom had a special way. I think she used cream cheese or something that I had never thought to try.
That's exciting. I'm a cream cheese fan. I can get into this.
Yeah. Right. And so she said, for the first time, it brought back so many memories and emotions, being able to make a BLT as a vegetarian that tastes and reminded me like the ones I made with my mom. And she was like, the email was so long and beautiful, like it almost made me tear up. And she was like, thank you for making this product because it brought back all these memories, these good warm and fuzzies, you know? So food is so connected to like our memories and our happiness and, you know, monumental things that happen in life. You can remember what you were eating, you know what I'm saying? And so I think to try to ask people to give up, you know, something that they love is more involved than just the taste, you know what I mean? So I think it's so important that we find a way to replicate that taste and really be, you know, diligent about it so that people can make a healthier choice easier.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you sell that experience and then it's very easy for us to integrate and make it like a lifestyle choice.
Right. Right. Yeah.
You said that really well too, because that is, it's funny. I was recently interviewed a doctor who is, he's doing like metabolic health, and we were talking about like some of the dietary plans, but he kind of brought up that same thing. It was really funny to hear from a medical professional, right? It was like,
right.
To adhere to these lifestyles, you have to like it. And then, you know, it sounds simple to say, right? But
you have to. Yeah, else you're not going to stick. You're just not going to stick, especially when stressful things are happening in life. You know what I mean? We turn to what's familiar. Like, that's natural. It's good that you don't have to think about and worry about one little part of your life when other things are, you know, falling apart, let's say, you know. So it has to taste good, else it's just not. It's not going to happen. And it's not fair. I don't think it's fair, you know, for those that really want to push a more vegan plant-based lifestyle to almost expect people to make that change without giving them something to latch on to that tastes good.
Yeah.
You know? So that's what we're so committed to doing.
I love that too. And I think you definitely provided my quote unquote gateway drug into this a little bit more. And you know, it's fun to me because like it, you know, I was talking to a vegan friend about a segment I want to do on the show too.
Yeah.
We were talking about how, just in the plant-based space, things have changed so dramatically in the last 5 to 10 years. Yes. I was like, yeah, you know, 5, 10 years ago, it was way more difficult. Now there's companies like yourselves that are coming out, you know, and obviously here at Jungle Gyms, we love to carry all this kind of stuff and give everybody as many options as possible. I think it's cool. I'm really glad you all are coming into the store. Honestly, I'm like, that's the exciting part for me. You know, that way I don't have to bother you an email to mail me more.
I got you. Yes, that's good.
You know, something I wanted to ask, you'd mentioned that there are some other little products potentially in the pipeline. Are there are any of those ones you might be willing to at least hint at for the future?
Yeah. So
if not, that's okay. But I'll take my Jungle Gyms exclusive.
I can hint about, you know, when we were dating. So I'm born and raised in South Jersey, right outside of Philadelphia. Okay. And Philadelphia has, you know, they're famous for something that people try to replicate left and right. Oh. And one of the ways that my then boyfriend tried to impress me was by making this thing out of mushrooms.
Oh, and
I'm telling you, I was pretty skeptical, but I took a bite and I was like, oh, okay. I see you putting in that work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So something like that, you know, it's going to definitely... eventually, he's born and raised in Baltimore. That's crabs and crab cakes. So, you know, we're going to do those heart-centered things that we can get really excited about and that no one else is kind of doing, you know?
Oh, yeah. If he can give me a vegan replacement for the crab cake I ate at Fedley's Seafood there in Baltimore, I would do disgusting things for it.
Yeah, so that is in the works. You know, we want to do all those things. This is a passion project, you know. It's something that we want to be excited about, you know. So it's not, of course, it's a business and you want to be profitable and all those things, but we also want to be excited about what we're doing because we can pass that excitement on and other people can get excited, you know. So definitely it's going to be products that get us jazzed up.
Definitely. Oh, that Philadelphia option. I'm like sitting here trying to wipe a little bit off, but I am incredible. I would love to try that. It sounds like that's such a great idea.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Definitely.
Well, let him know if he ever wants to come cook for me. I'm fine to stay.
Definitely. Okay. Because, you know, we need carnivores to really, try, you know, we need people that are not vegan. It's got to be not vegan tested, you know, because, and he'll even explain, he's like, you know, my threshold for what's good is different. I'm talking about him. His threshold for what's good is different. He's like, as a vegan, I'm not expecting much from certain things. You know, he's like, I know that it's not the original. So I'm okay with the cheese. It doesn't quite taste like cheese. You know, he's like, if it gets me close, I can live with that because I got a better cause behind it. So, you know, being able to give it to people like you and me and my dad, who wants nothing to do with it but loves this product, you know, you know, that if they can sign off, if y'all can sign off on it, then we know we got something going good.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, yeah, and that's, I think that's why I'm so hyped to see what that comes down the pipeline. Actually, I'm just
thank you.
I can't wait to act too, you know?
Yes, for sure.
Oh my gosh. I'm regretting not having made this for this interview. And this is the worst part of my job, honestly, is like, oh, you have this delicious stuff. And then I'm like sitting here behind a screen right now, like, oh, you know what I'm going to do as soon as this is over? you know, I know we mentioned it briefly off air, but I got to bring up, I heard a rumor you might be doing a television appearance in January.
Oh, yes, we are. So we are going to be on Shark Tank. So we're part of season 15. It is set to air on the 26th. Not sure when this is going to air, but yes, we're really excited. Yep. So Shark Tank, ABC will be on there. You'll have to see what happens. That's all I can say for now, but definitely don't miss it.
Can I ask, was it an enjoyable experience for you, unrelated to outcome?
Oh my God. Yeah. So enjoyable. So much fun. And just being there, you know, the odds of being there are very slim, you know, thousands of people apply. So to be able to go out to LA and to tape and all that good stuff. Yeah. Something I will never forget. I felt like, you know, a winner, no matter, like I said, you'll see what happens, but just being on that stage, I knew that I had won something, and I was really, we were both really proud of ourselves, you know what I mean?
That's so cool. Yeah, well, congratulations too. Especially knowing how many people like film and don't even make it to the final airing too. I mean, like, it's crazy to think of the odds. You're like, all right, a million people go, you take 10,000 of them, then we shoot 1,000, and then maybe 5 of them make it to air, right? That's the it's like every audition I do is the same way.
They're super proud.
You know?
Congratulations.
That's super exciting.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So now we are just getting ready for what is going to come with that. I mean, we don't know, but we have some indications. You know, I just saw another vegan cheese brand who aired sometime in December, and they just posted a reel today that said they did more sales in the 2 weeks after Shark Tank than they had done the entire year of 2023. So now we are just in high gear trying to get as close to ready. We're not ready, but we're trying to get as close to ready. I'm gonna be quite honest. You know, we're gonna do our best. You know, we're gonna do our best.
Got a lot of phone calls into Shopify, make sure the servers are up and running.
Listen, the next day I emailed, I said, is my site gonna crash? You know.
Yeah,
but no, real things that you have to worry about for sure. For sure.
It's crazy to think about, too. Just, you know, in the ever increasing digital world that we live in, it's funny the things you have to think about now. You're like, will my store last through this? But what a cool problem to have.
I know. Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, excited. And I'm excited because I've never seen it. So, you know, I'm not allowed to take pictures. I don't have any cell phone footage. So I told one of my friends, it'll be like, I'm just watching it for the first time because I don't know what anything looks like, you know, and being there felt so surreal. It's like out of body experience, really. You know what I mean? So it happened. It was long and fast at the same, you know, long and short at the same time. So I'm really excited to see what the final product looks like.
Look, I'm glad I got you on the interview hook way before that you blew up big, big. I was like, I knew her when.
Thank you. For sure. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I saw an article online recently, something about the decline of some of these plant-based products. And I think they were focusing mostly on like the Beyond Meats and how should I say this politely? Some of the more processed feeling ones. How does that affect you in this space?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I hear that dialogue a lot, you know. It doesn't affect us because our product is so clean. So we have only 5 ingredients. It's minimally processed. But I do see consumers, and that's a lot of people that buy our product comment on that. You know, they say, ooh, I kind of stay away from some of the more processed, more refined meat alternatives, things that have soy in them, things that have gluten in them. Ours are soy and gluten free, because it starts to be like you're weighing your pros and cons. You're like, okay, it's not meat, but it's a whole bunch of things that I can't pronounce, you know? And so maybe I should just eat the meat. You know what I mean? So
sure.
We don't want consumers to have to make that choice in their head. So our products will always be, first of all, based on mushrooms, and we're going to keep them as clean as possible, because we feel like that shouldn't have to come into the equation. You should just be able to pick up an alternative and know that it's better for you because it's actual food, you know? And that's one of the things that we're really proud about, and how we kind of stand out and differentiate. And I see that with other vegan brands. I'm really excited, you know, because other ones are also taking that approach, getting away from the 10,000 lists of ingredients and the weird things that we can't pronounce, to just make cleaner whole food products that our bodies can process and that are going to be better for us. And that way it's a no-brainer.
That makes perfect sense. And I think, you know, it is interesting. I'm starting to see that shift just in general on the internet, as far as people becoming, like, consumers become so much more aware of so many of these. I mean, the fact that you and I are even having this conversation speaks to how far and how quickly it's advanced, you know, but when I look at some of those products again, and I enjoy the Beyond Meat products myself, at the same time, I totally can kind of see how this would be a thing where, you're trying to eat clean, live clean. That could be a little thing, but, you know, to me, those are another gateway where I was like, oh, these are pretty good.
Yeah, you start with that.
And you're like, oh, okay. Like, and, you know, because and I don't necessarily understand why. I wasn't one of those people that was like filled with fear about it. But, you know, I do every so often have those people who are just like, so you want me to have a meatball that's not made of meat?
Right.
I'm like, yeah, try it. Right. What's the worst that happens? It's like a split second. It's a speck. It's one grain of sand in the beach.
And all your meals.
You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
like just try it. Spit it out. It's fine. I'm not going to be mean about it.
Right.
Until I'm on the podcast. Then I'm going to be mean about it.
Yeah, for sure. So it's good. And I think even with our kids, you know, growing up, it's so important to expose them to different things. And I'm like super excited about that for my daughter. Like, I give her a pouch of cashew milk yogurt and she tears it up and it's delicious, you know. So she doesn't, for me, this is my family's choice, you know. She doesn't have to be exposed. I don't have to ever give her a McDonald's chicken nugget. For what? You know, she can still enjoy food and grow and be healthy by being exposed to different things out there. And I think that will just open her up. So if someone in the future says, you know, try a piece of candy made of whatever, made of broccoli, she'll be like, okay, well, mushroom bacon is good. Let me try this broccoli candy, you know? And that's good for kids as well. Yep.
Yeah, it keeps them open-minded too, because I mean, it's that fun thing to see where, again, it was like for a long time, there was a lot of the fast food angle. And I think, again, as we're kind of angling out of that realm, I'm sure all these businesses are panicking to a certain extent.
But I mean, it's good.
They
should hold them to a higher standard. You know what I mean?
I absolutely agree.
They should have to do better. Yeah, for sure. For sure. McDonald's shouldn't be able to just put out any old whatever McPlant burger and expect us to accept it. Nope. You're going to have to put in some work. Show some creativity, you know. Good.
I'm waiting for that McMushroom. That's where I'm at.
I know, right? Mushroom patty. Oh man!
I'm telling you, mushroom patty and some mac sauce. I think I would demolish that.
All right, I'm gonna tell my husband to start working on it. That sounds like a plan. Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm into this. So this has been a great time today. Again, congratulations on all the success.
Thank you so much.
We're glad to have you here at the Jungle. You know, it's been hard to keep you on shelves. So that's a good problem. Again, all good problems today. It might be the title of this episode. You know?
Yeah. Amazing. Definitely. Well, thank you for having me. Thanks for taking the time.
My absolute pleasure. And hey, if you all ever make it into Cincinnati, we'll do something in studio together.
Oh, that would be fun. Okay. I'm down. I have never been. So that's on my list for sure.
I wouldn't go
what
that
is it,
far.
Bengals?
It's okay.
Is it the Bengals?
The Bengals, though, yes.
Bengals. Okay. Bengals.
Yeah, we had a good year, I think. I don't know. I never really followed much in the way of sports. I was like, oh, yeah, everybody's really happy, though. The sports teams
must be doing good. I know.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Cool. Okay, it sounds delicious, right? Like, we love that. It sounds incredible. And again, I can confirm for you, it's delicious both ways. I made it in a pan once. I put it in an air fryer. They both came out incredible. It's really good. They nailed those like mesquite smoky flavors that you expect from bacon. It's crazy. It goes so hard. And soon you'll see me test it out on a TikTok here. So if you like the short brevity thing, I can do that for you too. Well, on that, that's the show for this week. Like I said, I'm preparing to go up to a big food show here to learn about all kinds of new products so I can share it with all of you. It's going to be amazing. Thanks so much for watching as always. Appreciate you tuning in. Thanks for the support on the show. And in the meantime, I'll see you out here in the aisles.
The Jungle Gyms podcast is recorded in the WJJI studio inside Jungle Gyms International Market in Fairfield, Ohio. The Jungle Gyms podcast is produced and hosted by Mark Borison.